Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Kiddushin. Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. If someone says to his friend, and again, you can make a shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha for you. So he says to his friend, say, go out, Mekadosh li Isha plainness, and be Mekadosh for me, this and this woman. Well, you have to be careful who you trust, because the shliach kind of betrayed him. V'holach, this shliach went. V'kitcha li'atzmai. And he said to that woman, I'm being Mekadosh you, and she was masking. Zakta Mishnah, Mekadosh, she is Mekadosh to the second one, to the shliach. Now Chazal wants us to learn something over here. Why does it say a lashon of v'halach, and he went, v'kitcha li'atzmai? He told him to go be Mekadosh that lady, and he was a Mekadosh for himself. Why does that say he went? So the Gemara says he went and betrayed his friend. He lied. This is not the right thing to do. Someone asks you to do something and you say, may as well do it for myself. Why for him? So the halach is to stress this person went and betrayed his friend. This is considered terribly dishonest. And the reason explains about Tanura, the lashon is ho'emel l'chaveri as opposed to ho'emel l'shlichai, is because the way this thing happened is that it's not he said, I need a shlich be mekadosh and isha, who would be a good shlich? Anshuldix, excuse me, they said you're a trusted person, I'd like to appoint you as a shliach. That would have been bad enough. But what happened over here is he's talking to his friend, and he said, you know what? If you happen to meet this woman, please be Mekadosher for me. So of course, eventually he makes him a shliach, but it was like, not officially. I'm talking to a friend and said, you know, I have this idea. If you meet this woman, become a shliach. So it was very casual to start with. So maybe being that it didn't start out with him officially being appointed a shliach, it's not so bad. Then he went and took her for himself. So the Gemara says, no. Even though it was ho'im el-chaveri, this time he mentioned it to his friend. Agav. But the fact is, your friend asks you to do something and you take it for yourself? That is considered terribly dishonest. You are considered a remoi, someone who cannot be trusted. Lamaisa, however, al pi halacha, she's Mekadeshah. So the second one. Second case in the Mishnah. V'chein, o'ay me'le'ish, if someone says to a woman when he gives her the money for Kiddushin, and the same would be true if he would be Mekadeshah with a shtar, hariyat Mekadeshah li la'achar shloishim yom. You are Mekadeshah to me after 30 days. Yibo achar, along came someone else. V'kitcha b'toich shloishim. And he was Mekadeshah before those 30 days were over. Mekadeshes l'sheni, here too, she is Mekadeshes to the second one, because l'maisa, his kiddushin, came first. What do you mean? Reuven first said to her, Mekadeshes li la'achar shloishim yom. Shimon maybe came 29 days later, and he was Mekadesher. So you're saying Shimon came first, and the answer is yes. Because Reuven's kiddushin was on a head check, so to speak. He said it should take effect 30 days from now. So if Shimon comes after 29 days, Shimon is first. Now the Bat Tanura makes it very clear. She is clearly Mekadeshah to the second one. He can even marry her, completely marry her, going to the second step, which is Chuppah, within 30 days. What happens when the 30 days comes? The first Kedushin is meaningless. She's already Mekadeshah. This is the chance that Reuven took when he said to her, I'm giving you the Kedushin, but I want it to take effect after 30 days, even though she received the Kedushin. But if someone else is Mekadeshah within those 30 days, she's Mekadeshes to the second one. Viter says, the Mishnah, and if this story happened by a Bas Yisrael that became Mekadeshes L'Kayin, in other words, this second one was a Kayin, Shimon was a Kayin, Techel B'Truma, she can eat Truma. She's for sure an Eshes Kayin. The Mishnah is trying to emphasize that it's not a question of suffix. Well, maybe she's Mekadeshes to the second one. No, she's Vaday Mekadeshes to the second one. Because he's not really the second one, he's the first one. He came before the 30 days are over. Now, you understand that someone who's not a Kayan cannot eat Truma. But a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayan can eat Truma. Min HaTorah, she can eat Truma from the time of Kiddushin. So by the Mishnah telling us that if the second person here, who came in was Mekadesher, in other words, Shimon is a Kayan, that she can eat truma, we're saying it's a vaday kiddushin. We're not just being worried, maybe it's a kiddushin. No, for sure. She's for sure mekadeshes to Shimon. But suppose Reuven did not just say Hariat Mekadeshesli, La'achar Shleishim Yayim. He added a key word. He said, Me'achshav u'la'achar Shleishim Yayim. When he was Mekadesher, he said to her, you should be Mekadeshes me from now and after 30 days. So he's kind of contradicting himself. Hello, Reb Reuven, when do you want the Kedushin to take effect? Now or after 30 days? You're saying both. You're saying Me'achshav and after 30 days. So it could be it means, no, I want the Kedushin to take effect now. But there's a Tanai. If I don't change my mind within 30 days. If I don't change my mind within 30 days, then the Kedushin takes effect retroactively from now. Or maybe, first he said from now, and he changed his mind. No, not from now. In 30 days from now, I want it to be chal. Which one is it? Lamaisa, this is what he said to her. Reuven said, Me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yayim. And then what happened? Iba'achar v'kitcha b'tach shloshim yayim. Now comes Shimon, he's Mekadesha before the 30 days are over. Here already we're not sure. Here we say, Mekudeshes ve'ena Mekudeshes. In regard to both Reuven and Shimon, she is considered Safik Mekadeshes. L'chumra, she's Mekadeshes to both. L'kula, not to any. We don't know. If, as explained earlier, Me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yayim means, if I don't change my mind, the Kedushin is chal from now, so she's Mekadeshes to Reuven. Because once he didn't change his mind within 30 days, the Kedushin goes back to the day he was Mekadesher. So Memela, if Shimon comes along afterwards and he's Mekadesher, well, you can't be Mekadesher woman, that's already Mekadeshes. On the other hand, if he changed his mind, Reuven, if when he says, Me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yayim, he changes his mind and he only wants the Kedushin to be chal after 30 days. So when Shimon comes along and he's Mekadesher before the 30 days, she's Mekadeshes to Shimon. So I'm not sure here. Memela, Bas Yisrael l'kayin, if she's a Bas Yisrael that became Mekadeshes to a kayin. Or the other way around, like Bas Kayin l'Yisrael. In both cases, lo teichel b'truma, she can't eat truma. Now, normally, a Bas Yisrael that becomes Mekadeshes to a Kayin can eat truma. But if one of these two, either Reuven or Shimon, is a Kayin, I can't let her eat truma because I'm not sure which one is your husband. And the other way around, if she is a Bas Kayin and one of these two is a Yisrael, I can't let her eat truma either because maybe you're Mekadeshes to the Yisrael. And a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kayin can no longer eat truma. So she's going to need a get from both. So, chazring over our Mishnah, if someone says to his friend, or someone that he thought is his friend, go and be Mekadesh so-and-so for me. And he went and he was Mekadesh for himself. He is considered a liar. He betrayed. He is dishonest. He's not loyal. But l'maisel pi halacha, despite the fact that he acted improperly, she's Mekadesh to the second one. If someone says to a woman, you are Mekadeshes to me after 30 days. He clearly says he wants the Kedushin to be chal after 30 days. Someone else comes as Mekadeshah within 30 days. She is Mekadeshes to the second one. And if the second one is a Kayin and she's a Bas Yisrael, she can eat Truma. There's no suffix over here. But if, let's say Reuven comes along and he says like this, you are Mekadeshes to me from now and after 30 days. What does that mean? Well, it can mean one of two things. It can mean from now, if I don't change my mind in 30 days. That means if he doesn't change his mind at the end of 30 days, she's Mekadeshes from now. Or it could mean from now, I changed my mind, after 30 days. Therefore, under these circumstances, being that we're not sure what it means, it can go either way. After Reuven says, Hariat Mekadeshes li me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yayim, if Shimon comes along and he's Mekadesher within those 30 days, she's suffic Mekadeshes to both. We have to go l'chumra, in regard to both Reuven and Shimon. She's going to need a get from both. If she was a Bas Yisrael and one of them is a Kayin, she cannot eat Truma. And if she was a Bas Kayin and one of them is a Yisrael, she can also not eat Truma. Because we don't know who she's Mekadeshes to.